Nolte, history will condemn bigots using coronavirus to persecute Trump supporters. By John Nolte on July 27, 2021. The fascist left obviously learned nothing from the AIDS crisis of the 1980s, where the healthy were persecuted as walking biohazards simply because they were gay. Today, the healthy being persecuted as biohazards are the unvaccinated. Those who choose not to get vaccinated are almost no threat to those of us who are vaccinated, and yet they are the ongoing targets of the left's rising bigotry, hate, and social exclusion. This is reprehensible behavior, straight-up bigotry. And like all acts of bigotry, history will not be kind to the bigots. There is, though, one vital difference between AIDS and the coronavirus. 35 years ago, the fatality rate for AIDS was 100%. Today, according to the CDC, if you're under the age of 70, the coronavirus survival rate is over 99%. If you're under the age of 50, the survival rate is over 99.9%. The early fear of AIDS was based, in large part, on the fact that if you caught it, you died. And you not only died, but you also died a grisly death as your immune system collapsed. This is simply not the case with the China flu, where, if you're under 50, your chances of survival aren't far from the flu. Another difference is that 35 years ago, we saw an almost immediate pushback within our media, academic, and entertainment institutions against the persecution of homosexuals over AIDS, primarily because the left sees homosexuals as a protected class. Today, those very same institutions, despite a 99% survival rate for those under 70 and the fact the vaccinated are nearly 100% protected against the unvaccinated, are on a persecution and bullying rampage for one very simple reason. They see the unvaccinated as the people they hate most, Trump voters. And so, despite the coming verdict of history, their hatred overrides everything else as they seek to persecute, demonize, and belittle their fellow Americans as something they're not, an existential threat. Hell, with a better than 99% survival rate for those under 70, the unvaccinated are not even much of a danger to themselves. In other words, the left is using the coronavirus as a desperate excuse to reveal their true feelings about us. Naturally, Knlau, a far-left propaganda outlet dedicated to encouraging violence against Trump supporters, is leading the way. Knlau's failed primetime anchor Don Lemon, a man credibly accused of a sexual assault, used his primetime perch Monday to openly push for straight-up segregation of the unvaccinated. "I'm sure a lot of people won't agree with this, but don't get the vaccine," Lemon screeched. "You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to the ball game. Don't have a vaccine, can't go to work. You don't have a vaccine, can't come here." Where's the scientific basis for Lemon's rage? There is none. Allow me to repeat that the unvaccinated are almost no threat to the vaccinated, so Lemon obviously isn't worried about his own health. Let me also repeat that the China flu survival rate if you're under 70 is over 99%, so he's not worried about our healthcare system being overrun. So, where's this coming from? It's bigotry against Trump supporters, nothing more, nothing less. This bigotry is such a product of bitterness and hate. Lemon and his Nazi-like ilk are willfully ignoring the fact that 66% of blacks and 61% of Hispanics remain unvaccinated. If you look around, you can feel the institutional rage growing against those who refuse to get vaccinated, but the unvaccinated are not the ones on the wrong side of history. Instead, they're simply doing the most American of things, making a choice that affects no one but themselves. Nevertheless, monstrous institutions such as the corporate media, Democrat Party, and the CDC are looking to gaslight us into believing the unvaccinated do harm us. This is precisely why we are seeing the return of mask mandates in Democrat-run cities and counties and why the monstrous CDC is bringing back mask mandates. The whole idea behind this is a Hitler-like propaganda move to punish the vaccinated for the behavior of the unvaccinated. This divides. This creates hate. This is exactly how Hitler scapegoated the Jews for everyone's problems. But history is history. And it will be those who persecute and demonize under a cloak of righteousness and virtue who face condemnation.